Okay, good morning, sisters and brothers in the Dharma. So today, I'm happy here to share with you the practice of Anapanasati. Anapanasati, what's the meaning of Anapanasati? Anna is breathing in. Panna is breathing out. Sati is mindfulness. So Anapanasati means mindful of your in-breath and out-breath. It's called Anapanasati. And as we know, we have two types of meditation in the teaching of the Buddha. One is called Samatha, concentration meditation. Another one is called Vipassana. Vipassana means seeing things as they really are. What are the things as they really are? Impermanence, suffering and non-self. So if we practice Vipassana practice, we see things. These things are five aggregates. Five aggregates are the object of our observations. So we see these five aggregates as impermanent, unsatisfactory, and not a self. So there are two, Samatha and Vipassana. Usually, we encourage yogis to start with Anapanasati first, or Samatha, concentration first. Why? Because the Buddha says in the Samadhi Sutta, a person who has concentrated mind see things as they really are. Because all the five aggregates of clinging are very profound. In order to see things as they really are, we need concentration. Without concentration, we cannot see correctly, truly, and clearly. So this is the purpose. We practice concentration first. So I suppose most of you know how to practice. So I will not give how to sit properly. I think all of you know how to sit properly, how to sit with correct posture. Okay, I just want to give you the instruction how to practice correctly. Once you become skillful or you know the method or the technique, then you can practice at home without going too crazy. Okay, so just bear in mind, today we are practicing concentration. Concentration usually picks one object. Take one object in order to develop very deep and one-pointedness of mind. So this object is our breath. And we are breathing 24 hours. We are breathing all the time. Unfortunately, we seldom pay attention to our breath. We let our mind wander here and there without paying attention to our breath. So now, the only responsibility you have is to pay your attention, keep your mind, pay your attention to the breath. This is called Anapanasati. So how should we pay attention to the breath? There are four stages in practicing Anapanasati. There are four stages. Number one is very easy. Just be aware of your breath. Breathing in and breathing out. That's all. Very easy, yeah? Breathing in and breathing out. But, although the method is very easy, another point which I think is very important for all of you is that your attitude to observe the breath is very important. So when you are observing your breath, you give up all your expectation. Don't expect anything. Just be mindful, just be aware, knowing your breath, that's all. Don't expect whether the breath is clear, not subtle, cannot feel the breath. Don't expect anything from your breath. Let the breath come naturally, goes naturally. Okay, so the first point, there are few important points which you should bear in mind. First, keep your attention under the nostril. Keep your attention under the nostril. Don't focus on a small point, but the whole area here. And don't keep your attention inside the nostril, please. Not keep your attention inside. If you keep your attention inside the nostril, gradually your mind becomes tense up outside the nostril. Here, somewhere here. Okay. Then you breathing in, breathing out naturally, not forcing your breath. Because most of people, they know, now I'm start to practicing mindfulness of breathing, I must pay attention to my breath. Then he start to become very conscious, become tense and become very conscious. No. Just now, just like you are listening to my talk, you are breathing as well. You are not tense up, you are not conscious about your breath. So it becomes natural. Once you become so conscious, it's not natural at all. So first you just know, keep your attention here, now you are breathing, breathing in, breathing out, breathe. Mentally, if you are a beginner, mentally you can note breathing in, breathing out. If you are an advanced meditator, you don't have to note breathing in, breathing out. Okay? So you know, breathing in, breathing out, breathing in, breathing out. Then the air will touch us somewhere, you know. Maybe touch us here or touch us there, you know. If you, for some teachers, they ask a meditator to concentrate on the touching point, where the air touches. But I think it's not necessary to concentrate on the touching point. The purpose to concentrate on the touching point is for those who cannot control the mind. When they breathe in, the mind follows up to the head, and breathing out, the mind follows down to the abdomen. For such meditator, it's necessary to keep the attention at the touching point. But if you are not following your mind up to the head, down to the abdomen, all the time you can pay attention on under the nostril without moving up and down, then it's not necessary to fix on the touching point. If you fix on the touching point, you know, gradually it becomes tense up. Because you are looking for the touching point, you know, here, this point, the mind becomes tense up. You are not so natural anymore. So, if you can control your mind not moving up and down, and you can keep your attention under the nostril all the time, you don't have to pay attention on the touching point. You just know you are breathing. Your air coming out, coming in, going out through your nostril, and keep attention under the nostril. That's enough. Okay? It's clear to you? Okay. So don't care about the touching point, but please bear in mind, don't keep your attention inside the nostril. Outside. Don't keep attention inside. That will cause tension on the head. Okay. So beginner, you're just breathing in, breathing out, breathing in, breathing out. That's all. If you are an advanced meditator, then you go one step further. When you breathe in, breathe out, you know your breath is long or short. What does it mean, long or short? When you breathe in, it takes longer time to finish the in-breath. Sometimes very short, take a short breath, sometimes longer time, then this is called long breath. So if you take longer time to finish the in-breath, you must know. If you take longer time to finish the out-breath, you must know. Let it come naturally. Don't try to breathe in long or breathe out long. No. Everything comes naturally. If it's short, you know it is short. If it's long, you know it is long. So your duty is just knowing. Aware. Don't change the pattern of your breath. If you change the pattern of your breath, it becomes not natural. You know, become you are changing the breath. The breath does not flow naturally. Okay, so these are two things. So if you are advanced meditator, you in, out, gradually you know the breath is long and short. No? And you can go one step further, breathing in. No? Breathing in, you feel the beginning, the very starting of the breathing in. Then the middle, the breath will reach the middle, then the end. So you know, breathing in, there's a middle, there's a beginning, there's the middle, that's the end. You must know. Then you strengthen your mindfulness. If you do not know, you just know breathing in, breathing out, breathing in, breathing out. Your mindfulness is not sharp. If you can know, start breathing in, okay? You know beginning, you know the middle, you know the end of the breath. Means that your mindfulness is so close. So precise, so close, you know every step of your breath. Then very quick you will develop deep concentration. This is only for advanced meditator. You know, if you are beginning now, you start to know everything, no, it will cause headache. Because you are not familiar with the practice yet. Okay. But when I say you must aware of the beginning, middle, of the end, it doesn't mean that you must follow the end or end here. Then breathing out and in the stomach. No. You keep your attention under the nose here. Under here. At the same time you can aware beginning, middle and end. Now you may not be understand. After that you practice yourself, it will come clear to you. Okay? Okay. So there's a few things you should bear in mind. And there's another one important thing. The way you observe the breath, you know, how, the way you observe the breath is very important. So you imagine yourself sitting on a river bank. You're sitting on a river bank, you see the flow of the water. The flow of the river flowing. So when you are watching how the water flows, you don't have the intention to change the flow of the water. You just observe, just see how the water flows. It's nothing to do with you. You just observe. If the water flows very fast, you know. If it flows very slow, you know. You don't have the intention to change the pattern of the flow of the water. So also, when you observe your breath, don't change your breath. Just like a third party observe the breath. Just like you think you are sitting on a river bank seeing the flow of the water. Just observe, that's all. Don't change the pattern of the breath. Okay? And very soon, you know, the pain will come. The pain arises somewhere. So if you can bear with the pain, please bear with it. Then when should we change the posture? Because now we are practicing samatha. Samatha, only one single object. Only one. So you should not change attention to the pain and not pain. No, not at this moment. Tomorrow we can try this one, but not today. Okay. So if no pain, just enough. Come back to your breath again. Until you find that the pain has disturbed your concentration. Your mind become annoyed. Your mind has been disturbed by the pain. Then you slowly change your posture. When you change your posture, remain concentrated here. Don't look at the pain. You can concentrate here, then change your posture. So that your concentration is without a break. Your concentration is continuous. Only then the deep concentration will arise. Just like you rub the two stones. You rub. When it becomes very hot, when the sparks want to appear and you stop rubbing, then the heat cool down. Then you concentrate breath, rub again. Before the sparks come, you stop concentrating, you stop rubbing. Then when the spark will come, never come. That's why you must make your concentration continuous. No stop in the brain, no break in the brain. Okay? So also when restlessness, very soon, breathing in, breathing out, only few breath, mind become wander here and there. The moment you know the mind wander off, come back. The moment you know the mind wander off, come back again. Just mindfulness must sharp, quick enough to know the mind wander off. If your mindfulness is not sharp enough, only after 5 minutes you know you are thinking something else. It shows that your mindfulness is not sharp. Never mind, you train yourself. Train until it becomes sharper and sharper. The moment you know your mind wander off, the moment you know it stopped already, it shows that your mindfulness is sharp. Okay, then come back again. In, out, again. Okay. And if after some time you still feel very restless, the mind keep on wandering here and there, then use counting method suggested by Visuddhimagga. Visuddhimagga said that if you are beginners, it's advisable to use counting method. You count your breath. For example, breathing in, breathing out, 1. Breathing in, breathing out, 2. Breathing in, breathing out, 3. Count up to 5 or 8. For beginner, up to 8 it may, before 8 already, mind already go somewhere else. So count to 5 first. Breathing in, breathing up to 5, come back again. Breathing in, breathing out, 1, then count up to 5, then come back again. If it comes smooth, then you count up to 8. Then come back again, until you feel this, everything is so smooth, so peaceful. Then give up counting. Now, if it takes the whole day, you can count, no problem. Now, until you feel everything is so smooth, so peaceful, then give up counting. You don't have to count anymore. Okay? Okay. So in the, especially the first day, we have 3 enemies. We call 3 good friends. These 3 good friends always accompany you. Number 1 is restlessness. You got to work, deal with it skillfully. Number 2, pain. Very soon will follow you. After 35 minutes, you start feel the pain. Number 3 is slow and proper, drowsiness. After 30 minutes, 40 minutes, mind start become so drowsy. Why? Do you know why? Why? Because our mind are so used to external things. Our 6 sense faces, our 6 sense door, always lingering on the 6 sense object. Because this 6 sense object needs stimulus. Stimulus to make the mind active. Now you have to close all your 5 sense door. Have to close everything. Only keep the mind alert. So the mind just cannot take it. Because this is not the way we used to live. We used to live to keep our sense open, to contact with all the exciting 6 sense objects. Now it's different. The way it become the way of living become different. So the mind not used to it. And this breath is not enjoyment at all in the beginning. So very soon the mind become very sleepy. So this is natural, natural for everyone. So never mind, once you know you are sleepy, you breathe in little bit. You breathe in deeply. Deeply, but don't produce the sound, because there's someone sitting beside you. Your sound will disturb others. Okay. You take a long breath or you just observe that sleepiness. If your mindfulness is alert, the moment you know sleepiness, you look at it. Not open the eye, look at it, use the mind. Look at the sleepiness. Tap. Very soon it goes away. But if it does not go away, you can open your eye. Open your eye, look at the light. To stimulate your mind. Look at the light. That's suggested by the Buddha. Okay, or you can pull your ears. Pull your ears. Because ears reflect the reflexology of your brain. So you pull your ears. Okay? Then continue up to 1 hour. Okay? And I think I should give a little bit more because I suppose many of you are big advanced meditator. If you can concentrate well, breathing in, breathing out, and up to the whole breath, beginning, middle, and the end, can concentrate very good, very well, about 45 minutes, some people will see the light. In the beginning, the light comes from side, come from above side, right side, left side. Usually not come from under the nostril. So when you see the light, just know. Don't get attracted by the light. If you get attracted by the light and you look at the light will disappear immediately. Because this light is very, shine. The light is very shine. If you look at it so straightforward, it will go away. So when the light comes, you just know the light has come. That's all. Remain concentrated on your breath. Why the light disappear? Why when you look at the light, why the light disappear? Because this light is produced by concentration. And this concentration comes from your continuous mindful of your breath. Because your mindfulness is so continuous on the breath that produces light. And the moment you turn your attention to the light, your concentration here breaks. When the concentration breaks, the light disappears. So don't look at the light in the beginning. And if you look at the light, wasting is a waste of time because it will not help you. Until your light comes under the nostril, the first is gray color. We call parikrama nimitta. Then even then, you should not look at the light. It won't last long. It's first only 3 seconds, 5 seconds, 10 seconds only. As when your concentration becomes deeper, it lasts until 15 seconds, until 1 minute. Even then, you should not look at the light. Until you find the light become white color, like cotton wool, and it becomes stable there for half an hour. Never change form, never shake, stable there, half an hour. Only then you can start to look at the light. Don't look at the breath. Is it clear? Okay. So if you have not reached this stage, forget about the light. Now it may take you one week to have this light. It may take you even 1 year. So don't expect. But I have to tell you, usually I don't like to tell about the light. Because when I tell about the light, people start to expect. Nothing happened to me. No light. Then become disappointed. But I have to tell because I believe there are some meditators who have very good parami. Parami, who are very good, who have been practiced very well in their past life. So once this type of person come to the practice, within few days, very strong light. If I do not tell first, they will get very frightened. They think there is something wrong with their mind. They become crazy. So in order to help this type of yogi, I have to tell first. But don't expect, okay? The moment you sit, tell yourself, no expectation. Then only you start breathing in, breathing out. This is very important. If your mind, you know, is associated with the expectation, this is called greed. Although it's greed for the Dhamma, it's still the greed. And your mind is not pure. When your mind is not pure, do you think you can develop concentration? You can't. Okay, so make your mind pure first, without expectation. Okay? Yes?
Do you see a sense of time when you meditate? Is it 5 seconds or half hour? Do you know that?
But if you are a good meditator, you know. If you are new, you don't know. Of course, so many, plenty. Observe the light. The light when it comes, it only when it becomes stable, we start to observe the light.
Some people can experience
the light. Yes, yes. And some never experience the light. Yes. Okay. It's still okay. For beginners, it's still okay. But the light will come naturally. Don't worry about it. Yes, yes. But the concentration is deep. It will come.
You
cannot skip, right? You cannot Why you want to skip? No. That's why I said don't expect. Because this light is also cause and effect. You know? Cause and effect means when the cause is there, the light comes. When the cause is not there, the light will not come. So when you have deep concentration, the cause is there, then the effect is the light will come.
Very peaceful light.
Very brilliant light. Very brilliant until you shed your tears. Other people don't understand the thought you are craving, you know, until you shed your tears. Then sometimes like